Sometimes what scientists need to protect a threatened species is a chainsaw, some roofing material, and a little bit of creativity. On the Georgia coast, the Department of Natural Resources is channeling MacGyver, you remember that show, to help out a big, gawky, ball-headed bird, as we hear from our own Molly Samuel.
Tim Kies is a biologist with the Department of Natural Resources, and I'll let him describe wood storks.
They've got virtually no feathers on their neck or head, except when they're very young. And they've got a long, slightly drooping bill. And then as adults, they really kind of have a black, scaly look to their head and neck.
Their feathers are mostly white, their bodies are sort of football-shaped, and they're tall, over 3 feet.
In flight, from a distance, they're actually quite attractive. The closer you get, the less attractive they appear.
Kies and a group from the DNR recently went to Sapelo Island, to a spot where the birds nest. Dozens of storks gather in a few big old oak trees here every year to raise their chicks. The DNR is cutting down saplings that have grown up around those trees. Then they wrap wide, shiny sheets of metal that's usually used for roofing around the trunks of the trees that are left standing. The metal keeps raccoons from climbing the oaks, and the other trees, the ones that are getting cut down, can no longer serve as bridges from the ground up to the nests. Chris Depkin with the DNR says raccoons can wreck a wood stork colony.
It's a really horrible thing to watch because the raccoons are in the top of the tree. They'll just run from nest to nest, and they'll basically just kill chicks and take a little nibble, and then they go over and kill another one, and they kill another one, and they kill another one, and it's just, in the morning, it's just really quite a tragic scene.
And that's just one of the dangers wood storks have had to contend with. Storks are threatened, but the birds aren't native to Georgia. Kies says wood storks used to nest pretty much only in the Everglades in Florida.
If you read some of the early ornithologists' descriptions of wood storks, it's really fun. I mean, they talk about wading through the primordial swamps, and if you're lucky, you might catch a glimpse of the rare and elusive wood stork.
Human development started degrading their original habitat, and Kies says there were major colony failures, but they didn't die out.
And now in Florida, they're nesting in drainage ponds at highway interchanges and backyard neighborhood ponds and things like that.
And since the mid-1960s, they've also come to nest in Georgia. In fact, about a quarter of wood storks now nest here. The wood stork population still isn't anywhere near the size scientists think it once was. But a few years ago, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service moved them from endangered up to threatened. When Kies and Depkin and the rest of the crew are done, what looked like a crazy weedy thicket is pretty cleared out. The young trees that were cut down make a piney mat on the ground, and the oak trees look fancy in their sheets of silver metal, like a raccoon-proof art installation, ready for wood storks to nest. They usually start arriving in late February. From Sapelo Island, I'm Molly Samuel, WABE News.